as I can see. We've got just the one from Zet.
Okay. A couple of things I thought we could try to take care of today would include the draft report and the timeline, planning for the March 2 workshop, and sharing, nominating some people to chair that meeting. Regarding the draft report, I've actually have a draft which I'm going to circulate to Ross, Ken, and I think, Ross, you were going to involve, was it Brian Cute?
Yep.
Why don't I get it to you, and you can send it on to Brian. It's really fairly simple at this point. And, you know, really it's going to turn on what we get back response to the survey. That's outstanding. One question for Glenn. Glenn, do you know whether or not Center completed its survey, and if so, whether we can get a copy of the results of that?
You are now muted.
Sorry, Brian. What was that?
Yeah, my guess is she's on mute.
Now, can you hear me?
React if
muting canceled.
Glenn can.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, Brian. Could you repeat your question?
Do you know whether or not or completed its survey, and if so, that we can get the results of that survey from them.
Whether who has completed the survey?
Remember, we sent questions to Center for Inclusion.
No, they haven't. I have had no results, but I can ask them how far they are with it.
Okay. All right, if you could do that and maybe report on that next week, that would be useful.
I'll do that.
Actually, if you could send me an email if you have any further information or if you can get a copy of whatever they can give us. Our interim report is due a week from today. I don't think we'll have a problem with that report together. I think it's going to be relatively thin in light of the...
You are now muted.
You know, it may be that they'll be flooding in over the next week, in which case we'll have to hustle a bit. But if you can follow up, whatever you get from Center, if you could try to perhaps email it around no later than Monday of next week, Glenn, that would be helpful.
Meeting canceled.
I'll do that.
We'll have to get it to you later. Just let us know that, and we can indicate that in the interim report.
Fine, I'll do that, Brian, and I'll let you know where they are with it.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll send, as I mentioned, the interim report to Roth, and Roth sent it to Brian Q.
Yep.
And then we can talk about amongst the four of us how that looks. And I guess what we ought to shoot for is having a further revised draft no later than Monday that we can the task force. So let's plan amongst ourselves how to achieve that goal. If we only have one or two responses, my sense would be not to analyze those responses in the interim report. Does anyone have any thoughts on that?
I was going to ask you about that, Brian. I sat down on Friday to come up with those analytics or the criteria by which we're going to analyze, et cetera, et cetera. And I checked the archive, and I saw there's only one response in there, which was kind of discouraging. And, you know, so I was kind of, you know, do we want to, you know, should I go to the effort if we're only going to get one or two responses? So I guess my question is largely the same as yours. I'm kind of lost. If we're not going to be getting input from our stakeholders and not necessarily our stakeholders, but those in the community that are already doing this, I'm not sure if our direction is quite as clear as we might think it might be.
Well, the exercise, as I see it for you, I mean, I don't think at this stage we're talking about more than about an hour. I mean, it seems to me we would take the questions that we have in the survey. We would, you know, just come up with a sort of a how we're going to present that data and whether it's by, I mean, it seems to me there's at least two ways we'd want to do it, maybe perhaps only two. One would be just the aggregate responses, you know, question one, there were four choices, you know, 10 people chose choice A, 5 choice B, et cetera, and just analyze it that way. That's one way to do it. Do it all in aggregate. Second way to do it would be by doing it according to respondent category. And that's really all I was talking about at this point. If by Monday, we only have, let's say, 2 or 3 responses, my sense would simply be in the report to indicate that we have received 2 responses and that we, although the information is helpful, it's, you know, anecdotal at best, and we can certainly present that at the workshop, but I don't see any point really at an report. What do people think about that?
So in other words, at the end of the day, we're going to give the data the weight that it's due, and if there is, if it's due no weight, then we're not going to necessarily worry about that, but we're not going to let that hinder us either.
Right. I mean, it seems to me there's really two levels to look at this right now. One is, what do we do for the interim report? And the other one is, you know, what do we do generally with the data? And it seems to me that if we only have a couple of responses by the interim report, we'll simply indicate that we've had 2 respondents. And, you know, maybe what we can do is everybody on the task force certainly can look at those responses so that there'll be a basis for discussion at the workshop. But I don't think that there's really a whole lot of value in summarizing those 2 responses. And I guess that's what I'm trying to get at right now. I think ultimately, you know, if we get a number of responses, even if it's just 10 or so, then we ought to go through the exercise indicating that these are the number of responses, these are the categories of the people who responded, these are the results. They're not statistically significant, yet they do shed some light on what some companies are doing, and just qualify it that way. I don't think we want to overstate it. I do think we should ultimately report it in the preliminary, which is going to be due April 9. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do that. Next issue I thought we could talk about would be in terms of chairing the workshop. Talked about nominating people, and I thought maybe we could have co-chairs, have Ross perhaps and Sarah Deutsch chair that workshop for our task force. Does anybody feel strongly one way or the other about that?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, how about you, Ross? You willing to work with Sarah on that?
I'd be happy to work with Sarah. I'm not sure if I've got time, but sure.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Why don't we just go with that? Do we need to, unless there's any kind of, why don't we just take a vote on the phone? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. So Ross and Sarah will be co-chairs of the workshop. And what we can do, Ross, I've talked with Sarah a little bit about this, and maybe you and I and she can correspond about that workshop's going to occur. As I understand it, we're going to have an hour and a half, and about 20 minutes will be devoted to presenting the interim report. And I think that'll really just be a short report on what we've done to date, what we asked the registrars, what the results were, what we've asked the CCTLDs, asked the companies in other industries, and then talk about have a couple of presentations from companies about their verification practices. I think Sarah mentioned possibly somebody from Wells Fargo. And then another idea would be to have somebody from America Online, and we're looking into that. And then open it up for discussion. I think it might be helpful if, you know, Ross, you and Sarah are going to be there, so maybe the three of us by email can talk about how to handle that part of the meeting and what if anything you try to accomplish. But
sure. Which part was that, Brian? It wasn't clear.
After the speaker presentation.
Oh, okay.
You know how we can making progress to methodology and best practices. I don't think that's going to happen at the workshop, but I think since everyone's going to be, or most people are going to be there in one place, might be an opportunity to at least think about that and perhaps discuss it to the extent possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll have some more responses by then. I circulated the schedule last week, which was essentially suggested by Bruce Tonkin, which NSO Council is going to put out the call for constituency statements tomorrow, and then statements being due on March 19th, notify your constituencies that that's coming, and hopefully those statements are going to be, you know, in part based on the interim report, which isn't going to have a whole lot to say, but also will just include their recommendations about best practices. And we will need to get those statements by March 19, which will put us in a position to take whatever data we've gotten in surveys and put together a preliminary report by the April 9 deadline. And I guess there's still a possibility that some of these dates may slip depending upon into which we get responses sooner rather than later. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. So, let's see. There was an email exchange with Glenn circulated indicating that somebody at ICANN had suggested that the members of the task force individually contact the companies and groups to whom the survey had been distributed to attempt to prod response. I guess I would suggest that to the extent that any of you have sent to individual companies that you go ahead and, you know, contact them either by phone or email and find out whether they'll respond, and if so, by when, so we can try to get kind of, you know, maybe get them to focus on the survey and get some responses in sooner rather than later.
Hi, it's Sarah Deutsch joining.
Oh, hi, Sarah. We've just kind of been going through a couple of issues, one of which Ross agreed to co-chair the meeting with. Everybody seems to be in favor of that. So you guys are gonna handle it. I'm going to be circulating to Ross and Ken Stubbs and one of Ross's colleagues a draft of the interim report, which is it's essentially skeletal at this point because we don't have a lot of responses. And the four of us are going to be working that up with the goal of having a complete draft by next Monday to circulate to the rest of the task force. So we'll have something together by the deadline of the 25th, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what kind of we have in by that point. I told Ross that you and he and I guess me can email separately in terms of setting up an agenda for the Rome meeting, and you guys should feel free to set that up and structure it as you see fit. You know, with the first part, maybe 20 minutes on the report, and then a couple of presentations, as you and I had discussed, Sarah, and then just open discussion. So that's kind of where we are. Anything else that people think we need to talk about at this point?
I just wanted to add, Sarah, that I'm reaching out to a couple of people to see if we could get people to present. It's going to be difficult. We may need the help of more people from our task force here to reach out and get speakers.
Okay. All right. I can send an email to the IPC and ask if maybe there's somebody there who might be interested in making a short presentation.
That would be great. And the person that I had thought about from the financial services sector can't do it, but they're supposed to be thinking about other people who might be interested.
Okay. That would be helpful.
What was that last bit, sir? Other people?
Who might be interested from the financial services sector, since they've probably had more experience dealing with fraud than any other industry sector.
Yeah, I think that would be illuminating. Okay, well then...
Brian?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Kim Stubbs. I thought about something about 5 years ago. I worked with a group in Washington, D.C. that was proposing and developing a system for online voting for federal, state, municipal elections. It would seem to me that accuracy there and verifying the accuracy of data would be of paramount importance in a process like that. There's a possibility that we might be able to find information on the Internet specifically relating to how they accomplished this and whether or not we might consider the possibility, if we're not going to get the responses we'd like to see from the various people that we're contacting, if we couldn't start mining the net for relevant data. I'd be happy to start looking at doing that, but it would seem to me that on some of the websites of more credible organizations and entities, there may very well be information that we could use and put together some sort of a compendium on that basis. Granted, it's third party as opposed to a direct response, but as far as I'm concerned, if someone like Wells Fargo wants to explain how they protect you publicly on an Internet website, I'm more than happy to use that information as well. I'm getting a little concerned about the fact that we may end up with virtually nothing in the way of a credible number of responses, and if so, then we need to take a tack that still gives us something to hang our collective recommendations on. Any thoughts?
I mean, I think that might make some sense. I mean, I think there might be some good information to find there. Maybe, you know, if you want to do a little digging and find in terms of online voting and voter registration and verification procedures in that context, I think that might be helpful. Why don't you just take that on, Ken, and then let us know next week.
I'll go ahead and do it, and if I find stuff that looks interesting, I'll forward it out to the committee, and I can either get a little more encouragement or somebody can point me in another direction or just tell me to bag it, one of the those three.
Okay. All right, why don't you see what you can find and then, you know, circulate what you do find, and then we can talk about whether we want to pursue that further or whether we should just stop and go in a different direction. Okay. Anything else we need to talk about today?
So just to be clear, Brian, you're going to send around a sort of a draft agenda for the meeting that we're going to beat up over the next few hours, few days.
I thought actually that you and Sarah could take the lead on that, because I'm going to send around the interim report, the draft of that, to you and to Ken and you can send it on to your colleague, and then I thought the four of us could work on that. As far as the agenda, I tell you what, I can go ahead and put together what I think will be a wholly skeletal agenda, which will basically say that you two are co-chairing it, that the first part will be a presentation of the interim report, which is essentially reporting what we've done to date and what kind of responses we've gotten. And then I think it would be useful to have a couple of presentations, as Sarah has suggested, and maybe you and Sarah can think about who you might get to present. And I'll send an email to the IPC and see if we can identify somebody who might be in a position to make a presentation, which if they are, then I would run that by you guys, and we can decide whether that's something we want to pursue. The goal would be to identify a couple of additional speakers who could talk about their data verification practices and the prevention of fraud. And then, you know, presumably the last part of the meeting for 30 minutes or so would be discussions and you know, question and answer and discussion, see what we can toward working ultimately toward a best practices document. Obviously, we're going to have to wait for the constituency statements, which won't be due until March 19, to really get to the meat of that issue, at least with respect to the constituency's perspective. But, you know, since a lot of people are going to be in Rome, it makes sense to see what you can get done while you're there. So, I mean, I'll send that agenda around, but at this point, it's not going to say a whole lot that one doesn't really know at this point. I'll put it together, and then you guys can revise it as you see fit.
Right.
So I'll send around that interim report to the small working group of four, and then Ken, and I guess Brian, who may not be on the call, four of us can work on maybe getting some comments back and finalizing that report so that we can circulate it to the entire task force next Monday. And then at that point, I think we'll need for everybody on the task force to, you know, submit any comments pretty much immediately so that we can finalize this thing and email it out on Wednesday the 25th. So be looking for that draft report to the entire task force on Monday of next week, and then we'll be finalizing it 2 days thereafter. Okay? So we'll plan to have a call this time next Wednesday, 10:30. You know, we'll talk about the interim report, who is workshop, and who's going to Rome and the like. Anything else anybody wants to discuss? Okay, I think that does it for this week, and we'll talk same time next week.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Thanks, Brian. Bye.